You're listening to RadioDominican.edu. This is your host, DJ H2O, and welcome to The Flow. We're going to start our show today by giving a little bit of campus news. Campus Ministry is offering today a soup and scripture. Tomorrow they're going to be offering prayer and reflection as part of a series, which will be the 25th of March and April the 29th. Also on campus this week, tomorrow we're celebrating our Unity in Diversity. It's our annual celebration for 2015. We'll start the series off with a lecture at about 4:30 in Guzman, following up at the later part of the afternoon at Soul Candy, where the annual Melba Beals Excellence in Diversity Awards will be presented at 7 p.m. in Angelico. We'll be right back. Welcome back to The Flow. I'm DJ H2O, and did you know that March is Women's History Month? Back in 1981, Congress decided to pass LB 9728, which authorized the President to proclaim the week beginning March 7th, 1982, as Women's History Week. Throughout the next 5 years, Congress continued to pass one joint resolution after another, designating March as Women's History Month. All around the Bay Area, there are a multitude of events happening. Check them out. We'll be right back.
Let it go. love you for free.
Welcome back to The Flow. You're here with DJ H2O. This is Women's History Month. Let's talk money. Statistics say that women face some unique financial challenges in their lives. On an average, women earn less money than men, like we don't know. And the studies also suggest that women save and invest less money as well. They also are more likely than their male peers to take a break from the workforce, to have their kids, to take care of aging parents. And at the same time, women live significantly longer than men, which makes it even more important for them to take some significant opportunities to build up a nest egg. Here are a couple of tips on what you might be able to do helping yourself to manage your money. The first tip is really manage your money. Write down daily what you're spending and keep track of it. Don't just rely on your memory. Focus on your earnings. Look at what you make now. Think about your bills and estimate what you want to make in the future. Don't let your relationships sabotage your finances. You need to know when you're in a relationship, what's their credit score and how's that going to be combined with yours? Don't take on unnecessary debt. Focus on your retirement, no matter what age you are. More than 10% of people wait well into their 30s and 40s before they decide to start planning for their retirement. Actually, the perfect age to begin is around 25 years old. You start saving an average amount of your income at the age of 25. When you retire, you'll have more than enough money to live off of. But you want to estimate that. You want to look at what your expenses are now, what you anticipate they're going to be later. So that way you'll kind of have an idea about what you need. More importantly than any of these is pay off your debts. Carrying around high credit card balances, student loans, and bills from just recreational shopping is definitely what you don't want to do. Come up with a strategy of how you're going to take care of one bill each pay period, credit card that is, in excess. You need to save more money. Did you know that if you took all the change from your pockets and deposited it in a jar, that at the end of the month you'd have anywhere from $50 to $75, and that's just from the change in your pocket? Don't overestimate the kind of money that you're going to need. As we get older, you're going to need a lot more money than you think. When you consider taxes, insurance, the cost of medical care, you're definitely going to need to put away more than you think. Consider getting an IRA and build your financial confidence by talking with a financial advisor, someone that can give you some direction, sort of know what your goals are, and help you to reach them. And that's your money tips. We'll be right back.
Driving me wild, throwing little cherry bombs into my fire. Good God Almighty, girl, you make my speakers go boom boom. Dancing on the tailgate in the full moon, that kind of thing makes a man go mm-hmm. You're looking so good in what's left of those blue jeans. Drip of honey on the money maker, gotta be the best buds I'm ever gonna find. Hey, I'm a little drunk on you and high on summertime.
left it all thrown out in the water. Girl, you make my speakers go boom, boom, dancing on the tailgate in the full moon. That kind of thing makes a man go ooh, ooh. You're looking so good in what's left of those blue jeans. Drip of honey on the money maker, gotta be the best buzz I'm ever gonna find. Hey, I'm a little drunk on you and high on summertime. Yeah, I'm a little drunk on.
Welcome back. You're listening to RadioDominican.edu. This is H2O, and you're listening to The Flow. And now it's time for a Did You Know fact of the day. Did you know that Maggie L. Walker was the first female bank president in the United States? She was born in Virginia. She was aware of all the financial struggles that women faced in the South. Determined to combat that situation, she joined an independent order of St. Luke's, an organization dedicated to improving the financial and social situations of African Americans and women. It was there that she established the St. Luke Penny Savings Bank in 1903. Walker was the bank's president for 26 years and served an estimated 50,000 members. Maggie Walker had a motto, and her motto was, "Friends and good manners will carry you where money won't go." Thanks for that tip, Maggie. Listening to The Flow, DJ H2O, and we're talking about women and money. We just gave you a couple of money tips. But something interesting I thought I read today and wondered if anybody else had heard it. It's about women in nursing and the fact that male nurses actually make more money than women. Women outnumber men in the nursing profession by more than 10 to 1. But a study found that men still made more money in the same exact field, even after controlling age, race, marital status, children in the home. Male nurses out-earned female nurses by $7,700 per year. Unbelievable. Men make up only about 9% of the registered nurses, according to a census in 2011. So roughly, they've had a threefold increase since probably about 1972. And even though men are not permitted in nursing programs probably until the 1980s, they overall earn just as much as women who've been in the field for quite some time. What do you think about that? Isn't that one of those things that kind of drives you crazy and you just go, who does that? How does that happen? Did you also know that nurse practitioners, a study shows that a nurse practitioner who has a master's degree, on an average in the United States, makes a starting salary of about $83,000 a year if she has 0 to 5 years experience. If she has 5 to 10 years experience, she's about $90,000. And after 20 years of experience, she's only making $110,000. Where a nurse with either only a 2-year or a 4-year degree, undergrad, can start making almost the exact same amount depending on what age, what hospital or agency she works for. So even if you're working and you have years of experience, you're still getting the short end of the stick when it comes to money. Sad but true. We'll be right back. Women's History Month, let's talk about women's health. Here are some health tips. One really important one, which is one I'm guilty of, skipping breakfast. Don't skip breakfast. Fiber in the morning means less hunger and late in the afternoon, when you're most likely to get tired and sort of kind of gorge yourself on sugar. Some suggestions are have oatmeal, which is not my favorite, but oatmeal, raisins, you know, walnuts with some flax seeds. And did you know that having a bagel has more calories than if you had a donut? Not that I'm, you know, endorsing donuts, but you gotta eat something. Try going to bed early. Tip number two. 7 hours of sleep a night not only helps you live longer, but it lowers your stress, sharpens your memory, and reduces your cravings later on. Set your bedtime and then try to stick to it. I usually try to target myself around 10:30 or so. Doesn't always work, but I do try. Don't pamper yourself if you've got a bad back. You want to try stretching, making sure that you've got a mattress that supports your back. You want to make sure that you're stretching. You want to be sure that if you have a back ache that lasts more than about 24 to 48 hours, you might want to get that checked. It could be something serious. Try to keep a snack. When you're going through a long day, our tendency is to go long periods of time without eating. Keep some yogurt, some nuts and raisins, some celery, or some other kind of prepared snack to have handy so that you don't decide to go through the drive-thru, which is what can often happen. Try some healthy alternatives to some of the things that you like. Sort of maybe veggies, or carrots, or parsnip chips. Kale chips are also really a good option if you're looking for a snack. Try some fruit, blueberries, strawberries, bananas, and make a, like a parfait. A little yogurt, add some granola on top. Awesome snack. We'll be right back.
No Grammy, no mansion in Miami. The sun don't shine, the sky ain't blue. If I can't be with you.
Falling for you, and there's no end in sight. I'm you want. It's a natural fact. I bleed when you bleed. It doesn't have to hurt like that. Just say you love me and I'll love you right back. I'm spending every minute of a thousand lonely days waiting for a moment that you bring you come my way. Together we can make it right forever. Doesn't have to start tonight. Do you want to see me get down on my knees? I'll do anything just so we can be together. I know we can make it right.
Forever.
We can make it right, baby.
Listening to RadioDominican.edu. This is The Flow, and I'm your DJ, H2O. In honor of Women's History Month, I saw an interesting story, and it was about headscarves. Headscarves that Muslim women have to wear. Muslim women are needed as a critical agent of change in this historical transformative moment in Islamic history and in the Middle East. It's tough to be Muslim woman. It's a tough to be a Muslim woman these days, I can imagine. They're both they become more symbols and not individuals. So much interest about their headscarves. Headscarves as political expressions. Over the past two decades, an increasing number of women have chosen to wear headscarves against their family's objections and others. And sometimes it's a purely political expression of their identity. They're Muslim, and they're proud, and they want to announce that. Headscarves is a social pact. Sometimes, as part of the social pact, like in high school or college, you sort of have a camaraderie with others. And so, you know, let's wear our same headscarves, all the same color, or let's wear matching wraps. It's no different in the girls in the United States, you know, when they're wearing their sorority jackets and that kind of thing. It's just an expression of belonging to the same club. Headscarves as a way to be free. Some of the young women are wearing their headscarves as a way to obtain freedom and mobility, as their parents often extract fewer restrictions if their daughters are adopting the headscarves. They assumed that, you know, if they cover up their heads, that they won't be having children out of wedlock or being in relationships with men that their parents don't approve of. that's what their parents say. Headscarves is a way to be safe. Some of the women are wearing their headscarves. It's just to avoid unwanted attention. Most people who see a hijab or a headscarf tend to be respectful, and so therefore, wearing a headscarf is a way to help keep you help some of the women feel safe. And it's a practical piece of clothing. Some of it's for cultural traditions, and lots of men and women wear headscarves. But they're also, you know, protection from the elements, a bad hair day. I feel that all women should be encouraged to be individuals and to do what they feel is best for them and represents them in a way that they want to be represented. Headscarves are bringing Muslim women onto the battlefield of social media because people don't particularly like them. Some people feel like they have lots of opinions about how people wear their hair. It's just like women of color. People walk up to you and say things like, oh, is that your real hair? Is that a weave? I'm often wondering what provokes people to do that kind of thing. You know how sometimes when you're walking around and you see something that may seem unusual to you? I was taught as a child that it's okay to take a look. It's okay to comment. But you don't have to be derogatory. You don't have to be negative. Because think about it, it's just your opinion. People are allowed to wear their hair wherever, whichever way they want. We don't all have to conform to the European standard of beauty. Some of us are flawless. We look good, and we just woke up looking like that. We'll be right back.
Even your old friends treat you like you're something new. Johnny come lately, the new kid in town. Everybody loves you, so don't let them down. You look in her eyes, the music begins to play. Hopeless romantics, here we go again. But after a while, it's those restless hearts that never mend. Johnny come lately, the new kid in town. Will she still love you?
Colorado and Sharpshooter. In the West, you say that I can't see behind the mask. Oh, you call themselves the good guys in this. Who take and take? So are you with me or not, you say? This time, decide. Balmy day, sweet sangria. She's been gone. Have you seen the sun beneath the shiny? Yeah, you think about that. What you believe in matters now to you and me. What you believe in, I'm taking in. I said I'm taking in. What you believe in.
You're listening to radio.dominican.edu. This is your DJ H2O, and you're listening to The Flow. July marks the 39th annual Avon Walk to End Breast Cancer. July 11th and 12th, 2015, in San Francisco. That brings up a story that I was looking at about ovarian cancer. I'm not sure if how many of you heard that Angelina Jolie had her ovaries removed in order to avoid ovarian cancer, which is a growth, it's of abnormal and malignant cells, and it begins in the ovaries, the reproductive organs of women, and it's a cancer that spreads. It may start in the ovaries, but it can spread to other parts of the body. They can go directly to other organs, like in the pelvis, the abdomen. The causes of ovarian cancer are somewhat unknown, but some of the theories exist that it could be a genetic issue or increased hormone levels during ovulation, which can stimulate the growth of abnormal cells. And Angelina Jolie decided that since that's something that she has a possibility or a tendency for, she decided to have her ovaries removed. And some people didn't agree with that. But I believe that, you know, each woman has a right to decide what's best for her. And I believe that depending on what it is, prevention is, I think, the key to any kind of illness. And if that's what you feel is an important thing to do to save your life, I wouldn't say that that's not her right. Lots of people felt that it wasn't her right to do that, that you should wait until you're sure you're going to get something before you take some action, which I don't agree. I think that prevention is the key. I think that women die needlessly from not only ovarian cancer, but breast cancer as well, because of lack of proper health care and lack of prevention, lack of education. So I think she has a right to do what she thinks is best. And I also think that it brings up an opportunity for women to talk about breast cancer, to talk about ovarian cancer, and other health concerns that women have. Thank you, Angelina. We'll be right back.
We promise to ourselves we'd stay together. Drove an old black car under the desert sky. We felt like movie stars as we held each other tight. I don't wanna have to forget it. I cannot do without it. I don't wanna learn to live without your love. Boy and girl, two foolish hearts wanting to run. And your mother cried
as we sit there. Hopefully one day we might speak again. Then we drove an old black car under the desert sky. We felt like movie stars as we held each other tight.
Tastes like honey, and I got a little bit of mine.
listening to RadioDominican.edu. This is DJ H2O, and you're listening to The Flow. And as always, at the end of the show, we take about 2 minutes to do a meditation. Just a stress buster. Now, if you're driving, probably not the thing to do. But if you're sitting at your desk in a chair, get yourself ready. So sit where you are, feet planted firmly on the floor, relax in your chair, good posture, bring awareness to yourself. Once you free your mind, your body will naturally relax. Relax your body and be aware of your breath. Just feel the flow of your breath. Breathing gently, breathing smoothly and slowly. As you exhale, immediately prepare your mind that even without thinking, you will inhale again. As you inhale, prepare your mind to let go of all of the stresses that you feel from the head to the foot. Relax your forehead. Relax your cheeks. Relax your eyebrows. Relax your chin. Relax your shoulders. Your arms. Feel that relaxation in your hands. Your upper back. Your lower back. Your hips. Your thighs. Relax your knees. Feel the relaxation all the way down to the very tips of your toes. Breathe in and out slowly, steadily, allowing all the cares to be released, all the tension in your body to be released, all the worries be released. Follow your breath, breathing in and out slowly. Just take a moment and relax. Rest. Feel calm. Be at peace. And enjoy that feeling for just a few moments. And when you're ready, slowly become aware of your surroundings. Become aware of your hair, your cheeks, your nose. Become aware of your neck and your shoulders. Bring that awareness to your arms, to your hands, your upper back, to your lower back. Bring that awareness to your thighs. Through your legs. Wiggle your toes. take a moment, come back to yourself, stretch, and shake out all those cares. Take off the cares of the day. And as we say here at the end of each show, find your flow. Thank you, and we'll see you next time.
When I realize the crazy things we do, it makes me feel ashamed to be alive. It makes me feel